Bernie Diamond with a different perspective. One of the things that happens when we're going through a bit of a wilderness experience is that we can end up feeling pretty sorry for ourselves. Now, you know, when we're going through a tough time in life, there's nothing wrong with the fact that our feelings go up and down. When we lose a loved one or a job or whatever it is, obviously we're going to go through a process of grief and mourning and loss. But sometimes, when we feel like life's just passed us by, we get this misery guts mindset that ends up clouding our whole outlook. And when our outlook gets clouded and our eyes are downcast, it's really easy to miss the good things that God is up to in our lives. I passionately believe that your best and my best are yet to come. And for some people, it's time to get over the past and get on with the good things that God's up to. Now, I'm one of these go-get-it kind of guys, and I set goals and I go after them, and it's just me, and I guess that's why get over it is one of my favourite sayings in life. You know, bad things happen, I have them happen in my life from time to time, and what I try and do is just to move on as quickly as I can. But I know that get over it can be just a tad insensitive when people are going through grieving. Grieving's a natural thing, and it takes time. A lost job, a lost marriage. I was having lunch with a couple the other day who'd lost their daughter, found her dead in her apartment a few years ago. Are we entitled to go through grief under circumstances like that? Of course we are. It's natural, and in fact, it's necessary. So I'm not knocking that at all. But there's a mindset that we can get into where we become perpetual victims. It's interesting. Jesus was walking along. There was a huge crowd following him because he'd been healing lots of people. And there were these blind men shouting in the crowd, and obviously they were blind. Yet Jesus still asked them, "What do you want me to do for you?" You know what happens? Some people don't want to be healed. We all know people like that. They want to be constantly dependent, constantly telling people their hard luck story, constantly going over and over and over and over and over, round and round the same thing, and they never move on from that. You may think I'm being a little bit insensitive, but maybe it's time to put our finger right on an issue here. It's something we all have to deal with from time to time. Let me say this kindly but firmly. If you're in that place, maybe it's time to get over it. Go have a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see a sparkle in your eyes? Or do you see the bags under your eyes? Do you see a face filled with anticipation and joy and peace? Or is it full of frowns and worry lines? There are people living life feeling sorry for themselves. Oh, the world's passed me by. Oh, I'm not looking as good as I used to. Oh, I don't earn as much as the next person. Oh, I feel like I'm in the wilderness. Here's the shtick. We all end up in the wilderness sometimes, part of God's plan, and God isn't moved or impressed by self-pity. Your best-dressed, smartest, brightest, best-looking, wealthiest, most together person that you know will end up in the wilderness some days. I do, you do, we all do. It happens to all of us. And the message for you today is that life isn't over. Just because we feel like we're on a shelf and we've passed our use-by date, life's not over. In fact, your best is yet to come. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." He writes in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. I'd like to talk a little bit about God's investment in you again today. You know, we go through ups and downs of life. We were talking about Moses the other day, and Moses was a little Hebrew baby born when Israel was in slavery in Egypt, and the Pharaoh was trying to kill all these babies, and miraculously God made sure he got saved, and he ended up being brought up in Pharaoh's household in the palace. And a few years later he was on the run for murder, and he ended up in the middle of nowhere, back of beyond, in this desert wilderness place, in a place called Midian. There he was, out in the back and beyond, tending sheep in the desert, miserable. I mean, there must have been tears and anger and frustration and loss, and God shows up in the desert. Always does. He always does. That's what he's maybe doing with you right now. And God shows up to Moses and tells Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses says, who, me? Yeah, you, Moses. You can have a read in Exodus chapters 3 to 5 if you have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, go to a place online called BibleGateway.com, and there are lots of online Bibles there that you can use. Exodus chapters 3 to 5. Moses comes up with all these arguments why God couldn't possibly use him. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? God, who will I say sent me? God, what if they don't listen to me? God, I'm not very good speaker, you know. God, couldn't you send someone else? You know, that's what happens when we're doing this misery gut thing. When we say, I'm a failure, my life's over, there's no hope, there's no future, I'm not useful, everyone's smarter and brighter and better and richer and more good-looking than me. We get into this mindset, we can't possibly do anything. Moses saw himself as a murderer. Moses went from the palace to the wilderness. Moses had been tending sheep, and he said, who am I? I'm a failure. I'm a burnt-out old wreck in the back of beyond. But God was in that place. God is in that place with you. God is in that place with me. I've been a burnt-out old wreck. I've been in a place where I was completely alone. I've been in a place where I had no hope and no future and no dreams. And God came along and said, Bernie, I have something for you to do. I'm going to share a bit more of that in the next couple of days. And I look back on that now, and I am so glad I didn't tell myself God couldn't possibly use me. I am so glad I listened to God. Because I get to do the stuff now that God made me to do. I get to be the person now that God made me to be. I had no right. I was a wreck. I'd made mistakes. I deserved to be where I was. And God shows up through his word. Maybe the way he's showing up for you today in your desert as we sit here and have a chat. And said, I've got something for you to do. I made you to be someone. I made you to do things with me. Your best is yet to come. And you know something? God is bigger than the desert. God is bigger than our failings. God is bigger than the obstacles we can see. And he has invested so much in you. He made you who you are. He made you to be what you are. He's given you passions and dreams. And maybe today is the day that it's time to pick those up again. Maybe today is the day to listen to God's voice and hear him whisper in your heart, get over it, because you know something? Your best is yet to come. It's been great to spend this time with you, and I trust that you've been really challenged and encouraged today. Now, maybe you heard the message, but you're kind of struggling a bit to imagine that somehow this might be for you. Let me pray for you right now. Father, I pray for anyone here today who's kind of lost hope. Lord, I pray that you'd take this message and really lay it deep into that person's heart and convict them that their best is yet to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I don't know how it is for you, but sometimes I'll listen to someone speaking on radio and God does something special in me. You know when you know that God's just put it there for you? Or it raises some questions in your mind and you think, hang on, I'd like to know a bit more about that. Well, if you're online, why don't you just visit our website, adifferentperspective.org. One of our team will usually get back to you within a few days. And if you just want to share how God's touched you today through the program, it's always such an encouragement to us to hear your story. So go on, have your say at our website, adifferentperspective.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's been fantastic just to spend this time with you today. I'll catch you again at the same time tomorrow with a different perspective.